Good morning. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. India gains zero duty access on 100% goods exports to New Zealand after conclusion of free trade agreement. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal says agreement is expected to bring substantial investments in innovation, manufacturing and exports. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres expresses concern over rising violence in Bangladesh, stresses all minorities must feel safe. US President Donald Trump says United States needs Greenland for national security. Greenland's Prime Minister Jens Frederik says the country alone will decide its future. US halts offshore wind projects over security concerns. And in women's cricket, second T20 between India and Sri Lanka to be played in Visakhapatnam this evening. India will gain zero duty access of 100% goods exports to New Zealand after the successful conclusion of landmark free trade agreement negotiations, FTA, between the two countries. The FTA enhances market access and tariff preferences for Indian exports to New Zealand while serving as a gateway to wider Oceania and Pacific Island markets. The free trade agreement will significantly strengthen the investment partnership between the two countries. As part of the agreement, New Zealand has committed to facilitate investments of $20 billion into India over the next 15 years. Briefing media New Delhi, Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said that the FTA will build various opportunities for farmers, entrepreneurs, students, women and the innovators by building trade.
This is a free trade agreement with New Zealand, which will not only include trade, education, R&D and innovation, services sector in a very big way, tourism, sports, particularly to benefit our farmers and dairy through technical collaboration, which will help them upgrade quality, productivity and therefore the incomes of our farmers and dairy persons.
Later in the program, Mr. Goyal said that the agreement is expected to bring substantial investments in innovation, manufacturing and exports, with India emerging as a manufacturing base not only for New Zealand but also for other global markets. The minister also highlighted that the India-New Zealand FTA was negotiated by a team that was almost entirely women officers, making it the first such agreement finalized by women, underscoring the leadership role played by women in India's growth journey. He said that it was the seventh FTA concluded under the guidance of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has expressed deep concern over rising violence in Bangladesh, stressing that all minorities must feel safe. The UN said it was alarmed by recent attacks, including the lynching of Hindus, and emphasized that people who do not belong to the majority must be protected. Mr. Guterres showed his confidence in the government led by Mohamed Yunus, who would work to keep every single Bangladeshi safe. Violence has intensified following political unrest after the ouster of former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina in August last year. At the recent outbreak of violence has roused concern. The killing of youth leader Sharif Usman Hadi, who had been the spokesperson for the Inqilab Manch, fueled tensions further earlier this month. New York State Assemblywoman Jennifer Rajkumar condemned the mob killing of 25-year-old Dipu Chandra Das in Bangladesh, calling it part of a wider pattern of violence and persecution against religious minorities. 12 suspects have been arrested in the case. Rajkumar cited data from the Bangladesh Hindu Buddhist Christian Unity Council, which recorded 2,442 incidents of violence against minorities and over 150 temples vandalized from August 2024 to July 2025. She said the violence has created a climate of fear and insecurity for Bangladesh's Hindu community. In Nepal, the Election Commission announced that more than 10 lakh new voters have been added to the electoral rolls ahead of the general election on March 5th next year. The last general election in 2022 had 1 crore 81 lakh registered voters. The final voters list will be published on the 27th of this month. The number of political parties registered for the House of Representatives election has increased to 114, up from 87 in the last general election. This is Akashvani and you are listening to the World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. U.S. President Donald Trump said the United States needs Greenland for national security, not minerals, and announced that his special envoy would lead the charge. He named Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry a special envoy to Greenland, reviving criticism from Denmark and Greenland, which rejected any idea of U.S. control. Trump said Greenland's location is vital due to the presence of Russian and Chinese ships in the region. Denmark's Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen and Greenland's Prime Minister Jens Frederik Nielsen said Greenland belongs to its people and cannot be taken over. Nielsen added that Greenland alone will decide its future. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced a plan for the U.S. Navy to build a new very large warship as part of his vision for a Golden Fleet. At the Mar-a-Lago Resort in Florida, Mr. Trump said that it will be the fastest, the biggest, and by far 100 times more powerful than any battleship ever built.
As Commander-in-Chief, it's my great honor to announce that I have approved a plan for the Navy to begin the construction of two brand-new, very large, largest we've ever built, battleships. We used to build the Iowa, the Missouri, the Wisconsin, the Alabama, many others. We had big battleships. These are bigger. These are the best in the world. They'll be the fastest, the biggest, and by far 100 times more powerful than any battleship ever built.
Historically, the battleship was at the height of prominence during the World War II, and the largest of the U.S. battleships, the Iowa, weighed nearly 60,000 tons. President Trump said the U.S. Navy will lead the design of these ships along with him as his very aesthetic person. The U.S. Department of the Interior announced a pause on leases for five large-scale offshore wind projects with immediate effect over national security risks identified in classified reports by the Department of War. These projects are Vineyard Wind 1, Revolution Wind, CVOW Commercial, Sunrise Wind and Empire Wind. Secretary of the Interior Doug Burgum said the pause allows the government to work with leaseholders and states to assess and mitigate potential threats. The concerns include radar interference caused by large turbine blades and reflective towers which can obscure legitimate targets and generate false readings. Secretary Burgum also criticized offshore wind as expensive, unreliable and subsidy-dependent, noting that electricity from these projects is up to 12 times costlier than natural gas in New England. U.S. President Donald Trump said the United States will retain control of seized Venezuelan oil, signaling a tough stance towards Caracas. Speaking at the Mar-a-Lago press conference, Trump said the oil would not be returned and could be sold, stored or added to U.S. strategic reserves, though no final decision has been made. The United States AST Space Mobile Bluebird Block 2 communication satellite will be launched by ISRO tomorrow at 8:54 a.m. local time aboard the LVM-3M6 rocket. This sixth operational flight of LVM-3 is a dedicated commercial mission that will place the satellite into low Earth orbit. Bluebird Block 2 will be the largest commercial communication satellite in LEO and the heaviest payload launched in LVM-3 from India. In women's cricket, the second T20 game of the five-match series between India and Sri Lanka will be played at Dr. Y.S. Radhasekhar Reddy ACA VDCA Stadium in Visakhapatnam today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. local time. The hosts have taken a 1-0 lead in the series. Indian team, led by Captain Harmanpreet Kaur, had defeated Sri Lanka by 8 wickets in the opening T20 match in Visakhapatnam last Sunday. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India gains zero duty access on 100% goods exports to New Zealand after conclusion of free trade agreement. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal says agreement is expected to bring substantial investments in innovation, manufacturing and exports. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres expresses concern over rising violence in Bangladesh, stresses all minorities must feel safe. US President Donald Trump says United States needs Greenland for national security. Greenland's Prime Minister Jens Frederik says the country alone will decide its future. U.S. halts offshore wind projects over security concerns. And in women's cricket, second T20 between India and Sri Lanka to be played in Visakhapatnam this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.